I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling really good this evening. I'm just feeling myself. I got my new t-shirt. I went to the gym, and now we have our podcast. It's Dropped Gears Podcast with your favorite import Lime Shorty and a special guest with us today, Mr. Lingo, the Lingo
Wow.
Bingo guy.
Wink it.
The guy who has a identity crisis and changes his name every time it's up.
Every month.
It makes someone really mad.
True, true, true. We got some fun stuff to talk about today. Some things to recap, and some other things that might be coming up that you might be interested in. But first, let's have everybody say their hellos. And as always, ladies first. Lime, how are you doing this evening?
Hello. All is good. Actually, I'm really happy because I did some chopping. So, yeah, I cannot wait to put everything in the house. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm tired though.
Okay.
But yeah.
Gut, gut. Alles gut
Gut.
bei dir, das ist gut. Finde das
Alles
gut.
gut.
Ja, gut, gut. Okay. Und
Ja, genau.
Shorty Kale.
Yeah, everything fine. Waiting for Kaki finally to start, so I have
Gross.
something to do, and I
Gross.
may or may not be building another track of the day.
Oh no.
I'm doing it. I didn't
Backwards.
want to. No, I
I
didn't
can't
want
wait.
to,
I
but
can't wait
I
for
have
it
an
to be
idea.
rejected. I can't wait for it to be
It is
rejected.
way worse than backwards, and it's definitely not gonna get through.
It's not gonna get through. You have to make it stupid easy.
Yeah, we will see about that. Maybe, I
No,
don't know.
you can ask the homies, you know, hey, get on map review right now, so we all
No,
review it with a five star.
I don't like doing that. But maybe I will have to resort to doing that. We will see.
You have to trick the system, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of ways to trick the system, but I said goodbye to one of them, which never really worked out anyway, so
It's not
Well,
really,
anyway.
yeah.
Hello, Lingo.
Hello,
You
Lingo.
well, I
Also,
wanna
let me introduce Lingo, the very talented, gets div one almost every single day at Cup of the Day. He's cracked, he's jacked, and honestly, this is his first reveal, I think, right? This is your first face reveal to Trackmania community, right? Oh, well. Anyways, he looks adorable, by the way. Like, I just want to
No,
like squeeze
no.
No, but like the first time I did the first reveal was I think like months ago, like 6 months ago. Like
Yeah. Oh,
I
yeah,
did it
you
once or
did.
twice on stream,
Oh,
so
okay. Cool,
it was
cool.
like a follower goal. But
Got
yeah, I don't really like doing a stream with face cam. It just distract me.
it. It just distract you? You just put it somewhere where it doesn't distract
No,
you.
it's not because of that. It's because of the chat, because of my chairs. They're all saying like, "Oh, Lingo, you're so hot." Like, you know, like it's not with
You imagine that being your problem.
And I see one of them in my chat
Struggling
right
from
now.
success, dude.
It's always like that, so.
It must be so hard being good looking, where you just turn on your cam and everybody's like, "Oh, you're so beautiful." Oh, I hate you. Disgusting. I have to make effort every day, and I still look like a butterface. So it ain't happening.
It's fine.
Some of us didn't have it, you know, and the ones that have it suffered from it. I can't believe this.
So in the
That's
end, everybody is
true.
suffering. Amazing. What a nice world.
But it's okay. My chat is always like the like this, so it's fine. But otherwise, I'm doing fine. Like
Where
yeah,
is my server like?
I just finishing cooking a route for potential cup of the day yesterday. And now I'm not doing the scenery, by the way. But I send the map to somebody.
Did you try it or did you just
Oh no, 5 minutes route, boom. Send it.
No, I mean the scenery stuff. Like did you
I know,
try the
I
scenery
know,
at
I know,
all or did
I
you just immediately give up?
immediately gave up.
Yeah, I mean it
I
makes
know.
sense.
Oh man, I tried like just after like 10 minutes I was like, oh no, I cannot. It's already bad.
Just
But it's
invite
fine.
in, just throw it to someone else.
That's
No,
how
but
I
the person I asked the person first, but he said yes, so
Yeah. Man,
makes sense.
I need a new scenery guy. Like the one that used to do it for me doesn't do it anymore. And I feel exactly like you. Like I started, and I'm like, yeah, nah.
Well,
What the fuck am I doing here? Just
just
get
ask
out of here.
Doogie. I'm just placing some random blocks.
Yeah, I have to finish the Doogie guy. And last map it worked, you know? It just was cheap scenery, but it was okay. Spam did say it's a disgrace that I spent 30 hours on a map and that's the scenery, but I don't care. Not my issue.
Well, speaking of maps, a map pack released, the XP Evo map pack, released on Tuesday, which was ahead of the planned schedule. Originally, we intended it to release on the 22nd, but after certain individuals strongly and very passionately told me that I am mentally mentally challenged, we should release it the day of the event. And while I think the delivery of said passionate message was a little much, they had fair points and their points were fair, and I think they were right in this case. They can be right, but they can also be nice when they're right.
I kind of feel like you're saying something that Nadeo would say. You know, just saying.
Why are you becoming Nadeo?
Okay, you can't compare Nadeo to this because you can say something nice and correcting, and they'd be like, ah! Correction. Woo.
Yeah, but you know.
All right. Wait, we got the maps released because of what we talk on my stream?
No.
No. Maybe that played a role as well.
I'm not going to mention who was complaining or whatever. They can mention it themselves.
Yes, I think we know it anyway.
Even on like one of the person that actually said that, like, he just said it like me, this person, like, you know.
Yeah.
So I know everyone chatting.
I just know that nobody will ever talk to me because I'm a nobody.
What do you mean? You're a Div 1 player now. You're
basically one of the big guys. Second best performing Evo player today in Cup of the Day. I beat Josh, full speed player. So I was the best full speed player for Evo today. So
easy.
You're not full speed player.
Why?
Because you can't play on Sundays. So you can't play full speed. Full speed's always on Sundays.
Really, man?
Is that a rule?
No, he can't play on Sundays. He works on those days.
Yeah.
Who works on Sunday? Sunday is for closest stuff.
Yeah. Here in Germany, we have sensibilities here, at least about that day. But in Canada and the USA, they believe you work every single day. Every day.
A lot of my friends work on Sundays.
I mean, until it was the same, but I got used to not having anything on Sunday, right?
I mean, if you work on Sundays in Germany, at least you get more pay for it. So depends on your situation.
I don't like full speed, so it's fine.
Wow.
Yeah, good one. Good take.
Good take. Mark, are you still here? He's not a troll. We promise.
Not a troll anymore.
Now you're going to troll. Yeah. Yeah, so we had the map pack release. Overall, it sounded like there was really good feedback. Seems like everybody did like the maps from the feedback that I saw. One particular map had a little bit more criticism. But overall, I think the map pack was successful. Yay! Everybody pat themselves on the back. Good job, Shorty.
Well, to be fair, I didn't do much.
Lingo.
Let's be honest.
Got Lingo.
The gecko guy.
He just woke up.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Gecko. Apart from Ezio, who absolutely hates Doogies.
I wasn't going to say that. He got mad when I was teasing him yesterday, so I'm not going to say anything more. So, yeah. Some people did not have favorable views of Doogie's map, but
Was that the ice map?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
The problem with the map is just that the drift before the ice is hard. And
it's hard.
Pretty much like... The whole map depends pretty much on the drift. Yeah,
Doogie maps is the one that has ice?
Yeah.
It's the one with like the really tight drift before that and into ice. To the ice.
Minus.
No, like the world map is fine. The world map is fine. It's just this little part of the map that is kind of making it really changing.
The
map was really good, but the ice part is
It's not the ice part. It's the drift going into the ice, and
I can do the reef. I cannot do the ice.
Because you go from gear 4 and you have to drift all the way down to gear 2. And then you have to, from gear 2, pray that you don't hit both corners and get gear 3 into the ice. And it's a little difficult. Honestly, my part that I probably could have brought out in when I was testing some of the maps that I just didn't think about really, because I didn't have too much time to test. I let the testers do their job. I played each of the maps and everything beforehand. The part that I feel like could have been improved or thought about a little bit better was the dirt section after the ice. Just because the line is a little bit rough. It's a rough line. If you're too fast, you have a high probability of hitting one of the walls, even if you have the correct line. So like you have to either slow down or already be slow entering into that dirt section afterwards. But overall, the rest of the map, I think, is fine. The beginning, I love the beginning. Beginning's like the first half, including the double like RPG-esque quarter pipe jump sort of type of thing. Like, that I really like. I think it's pretty cool. Pretty much everything leading up to the ice section, I like, even the drift, although it could have been done maybe just a smidge better. And then the dirt section is rough. But outside of that, map's good.
To be fair, I think it's a map you either hate or love. And like, yeah, I mean, we kind of knew that before and that it's going to be the controversial map. But yeah. So maybe it's not bad having at least one of those, right? If all of the maps would be rather questionable and people would either hate or love them, it's a problem maybe. Yep. But having one out of 5 maps being a questionable one, where it's not like the map is just bad, it's just that some people are going to hate it and some people are going to love it. I think that's fine.
Well, I mean...
people are going to hate it because they're a skill check, so...
It's a good thing we're talking about the map pack, because now I can finally talk about our whole process of why, not necessarily the review process, but the process of why we chose the maps that we did. And our first goal was to make sure there was diversity in the mixed maps and how they were presented in the map pack, because mixed is very easy to have a very run-of-the-mill type of very similar maps with just like... It's kind of like a jigsaw puzzle. You can have your grass section, dirt section, and if you're not careful, they can all be the same, and that's what we wanted to avoid. So if you notice, each map has its own type of theme to it. Now, there are one or two maps specifically like Trap or Motions, which are more traditional mixed in the sense, where some parts may be a little bit more technical, but... For example, Carluki's map was a very fast-paced, precision type of mixed map. That's something that we definitely wanted to have. The Doogie map was a little bit more... Some people use TMGL. I'm not going to use that word.
TMGL.
It's not TMGL because there's no identity. Like, to me, if you say a TMGL map, I assume there's going to be an identity. There's not really an identity to the map. But it has more diverse elements. It's the only map that has an ice section. We really didn't have any good maps that had ice represented properly. Majority of the maps that had an ice section were typically very uncalculated and just were not overall great. So we wanted to have a map that at least had some ice representation in it, and Doogie's map was the one that made the best, and also the rest of the map flowed relatively well together. So that's why we chose that map. And then the last one for Roxy, it may be visually overwhelming, but Roxy's map is very precise and flow orientated. Like, there's a lot of flow to the map. There's a lot of sections that I feel like are very smooth with the transitions even. And I wanted a map to kind of represent that as well. So that is why we picked the maps that we did.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
There's one turn on Roxy's map that is very, very questionable.
Which one?
It's a SSH turn to it's like a really tight SSH turn into dirt before like grass section.
Like, you mean at the start, the left one?
Yeah, this one. Yeah, the one. This one. Yeah, this one is really questionable. I would be honest. Like, it's just like, if you're going too much inside, you're dead. Like, you're just going to fly. If you're going too outside, boom, you're dead. Like, it's really,
And in some cases, I feel like, yeah, you're right. Like, it's a difficult section, but I feel like a major theme that we heard from feedback, specifically when we're thinking about Trekkadia or just other competitions in general that have mixed, the common feedback is that maps are too easy. And we knew that the level of the competition was going to be a lot higher than your average Trekmania online competition or LAN outside of like world, like actual TMGL or Ascension. The level of this competition is extremely high. So the main feedback I heard from the top echelon of players was that maps were too easy. And so I wanted to make sure that we had adequately difficult maps that weren't just difficult because they were difficult, but they were difficult for the right reasons, where you had solid sections that were recognizable and playable by everyone, but there were specific sections or specific couple elements of the map that had to be precise to be able to push the boundaries and force players to actually be active during rounds. That was the idea.
Oh, but it's fine. I never said it was a bad turn.
I'm just explaining. Like, no.
No, it's fine. Otherwise, the
map is fine. I just have to say that to the mapper, you know? That turn? Horrible. I don't even remember the turns. I don't even remember the maps.
That's the I know exactly what Lingo means. Like, when I played the map the first time, I also had a lot of, I struggled with that a lot because the entry just was so weird because it's bumpy and you don't think it's bumpy, but the exit of the turn I think is totally fine. The entry is a little bit weird, but I think like after I played it a bit more, it was fine. Maybe after like 5 more hours it becomes annoying again, but I think it's okay. Yeah.
Also,
but
like
I get what you mean.
There's not like a right turn, like a right drift turn, like uphill, like into like this one is weird a little bit, but like it's something that I've really never pretty much seen before, like a competition.
Yeah, he has some interesting drift turns in the map, and I mean it was a mix for the reason wasn't solely because of the route, for obvious reasons. I think Roxy demonstrated visually, while for some it may be a lot.
Is the one that had the cathedral.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I know a lot of the main criticism for that map is the visual portion of it, but we also have to remember that the competition is also a show, and we're doing a production for the show. And for your average competition maps are very low scenery, very like pure competition focused, and I think that we tried to find the correct balance in some case, and maybe in this case we went just a smidge overboard, but I'm still happy with how it ended up. But we needed something for the viewers to be able to see and also feel feel involved in, with, because sometimes just the competition itself isn't enough, especially like if you look at maps from like what would be a good example of a recent competition that I'm trying to think of that was, it was not EMC, but it was COT. There we go. It was the tech tournament. The maps were just straight up tech, obviously, because it's a tech tournament, but as far as like visually compelling, it wasn't visually compelling. And you saw that based on the viewership numbers of the event, like the teams that had their current viewership, those players watched their teams and whatnot. But outside of that, from an outsider perspective, somebody who may not have been familiar with tech or the tournaments or anything, for them, it's not interesting enough. It's like, okay, it's cool, it's competition, but like all I see is somebody drift left, drift right, and like there's nothing else to look at. So, but at least with, like, some of the maps, you could see a lot of different interesting stuff. Specifically, the reason why I'm bringing up Roxy's map again is because you see recognizable things like the cathedral. You see the theming is immaculate. You got the color themes. You got everything, and I tried to have that in every map without trying to overdo it. So.
Actually, that map, yeah, you could argue that it has a little bit too much, but to be honest, it's beautiful. Like, it's a really beautiful map. The scenery
and the overhead too, like, where he plotted out the entire outline of Cologne city proper. Like,
oh really? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, he went overboard on like the theming and everything.
No, like, but the theme is like, I like it because it's like the iconic map of the competition, you know? Because it would have been nice to have a map like that, that is, it has a theme for Trachydia, but it didn't happen, like, with the iconic places of Hamburg.
It just had a mod pack, and that was it.
Yeah, but this map actually feels like it's a celebration of XP book.
I feel all the maps are. I feel like they all have proper like a celebration of the event and also.
No, but where this it's one is like.
But yeah, this one specifically.
The
yeah.
map, you know, if I had to show someone like, hey, how was XPVO? Which was the map? I would show them that one. You know.
Yep.
No.
Yep. And we wanted something to show, like, our sponsors and our partner to be like, this is. Like, I consider Roxy's map to be the flagship map of the map pack.
Yes.
No offense to any of the
other mappers.
Because for my perspective, when I'm marketing and I'm trying to sell an event, I need something that's visually appealing and going to catch your eye. And this is something that's going to catch your eye compared to the other maps, which are also visual appealing, but they don't have any recognizable features that some might be able to bring into the real life. In
exactly.
The real world. So,
They don't follow the theme so hard like this other map, you know. Either way, yeah. All the other maps were really fun to play mm-hmm. as a beginner.
I was okay. Another map that I thought was kind of surprised, at least for the streamer events, the map I was surprised that people were having so much trouble on finish wise was Trap by Spec. It was funny to me how nobody could like. Except for like a couple people understood the line for the finish. That's the finish with the very small beam yeah. on the right side and the no engine part on the left. And if you don't have the line, you'll clip the beam and you'll like fall off. And it was so funny just kind of watching so many people struggle on that when it's like
that one.
Yeah.
Wait. It's the one that
it's the first map.
Before the ending, you have to go through a dirt. And then you have like a really
no.
Which one is it?
It was the very first map.
It was
the very first map. Oh yeah, that map
you just
was
go
actually
over the
really
engine
good.
Off at
like
the end
it.
If you don't go for the rescue.
I know, but like that dirt outside line, like the last dirt. Oh man, it's I just got it like really once. Like
that's
really
Doogie's
really good.
Map.
Yeah.
That's Doogie's map that you guys are talking about. I think
no, Roxy
no,
also
about
has
trap.
A dirt uphill.
Yeah, like right before the end, like right before the last drift.
Yeah,
oh,
there's the left one right. After the plastic.
I know, like this one is insanely hard.
Yeah, but it's the Gear 4 one. The good old Gear 4 dirt one.
Also, just want to mention for the people on Spotify, we have map preview videos for all 5 maps up on our YouTube channel. Oh. Made by the wonderful Luckadol.
Yes.
And with the help of Import, who drove all the runs. So blame Import.
Wait, why did you let Import drive the runs?
Yeah,
look, we
why?
Needed Lakadol needed replays, and he was like, if you can just give me good clean runs, and I gave you clean runs.
Are you sure about that? I want to see those.
I'm sure about clean.
I mean, they were all gold medal times.
Yeah, gold medal. Nah, on competition, but still, I want to see those runs now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. Well, to be fair, coming from someone that drove a lot of runs for videos or sometimes, because certain mappers ask me to do that sometimes, I don't think the time itself actually matters that much. I think the run needs to look good. So,
it needs
for example,
to follow the line
like,
at least.
Like if like a drift, like imagine a drift and you get the drift like really fast, but you have to release at the exit of it. That's going to look worse than just getting the drift a little bit tighter, which is not as fast. Like yeah. You want it to look good or like steering corrections and stuff like that. You don't want a lot of steering corrections because you're not unfamiliar. But, you know, like those kind of things. They are going to look weird on the replay, even though they are technically really fast.
Yeah, I mean, the runs that I did, I think I got them all done within an hour. So I did all 5 maps trying to get a decent run. And then I caught myself like hunting Kiesel's map by accident. So
yeah, it's a good map.
Okay,
it's a good map. I like
wait,
the end.
We had a problem with the stream.
No, we're still back. We're already back.
Oh, okay.
No, okay.
Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah, it's not full dead, it's just a couple of frames are lost. Let's put it this way.
Okay, we're back.
Easy.
Thank you, Germany, for your copper wire internet and your bank transfer garbage and your inability to have unlimited phone data on your mobile plans. Anyways, I'm still triggered. This country. In some ways it's great. In some ways it's still stuck in the 1300s.
By the
way, I
can't
believe that I had to pay 7 euro for 4 gigabytes.
I'm just hoping the frames are going to be good in Germany. I'm just hoping.
Shorty, I know you were about to have a comment, but before you submit that comment, I need you to fax me a form, form 3862, stating your intention to make a comment, and then I will get back to you in 3 weeks by mail, physical mail, to which I will tell you no.
Yeah, and first you're gonna not send the physical mail, and then I remind you, and then you say, yeah, if we send it,
I never received it.
And then you send it again, I wait another month, and then there's a no.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to get a termin first.
Yeah, I need you to set an appointment that I will cancel because I'm going on a month-long vacation.
Yeah. I love Germany. No, I just wanted to say, because you said the Kiesler map, obviously we tested the maps without knowing the mappers, but once we knew which maps are going to be chosen, we knew the mappers at that point, right? I think that's fine to say. And when I saw it's Kiesler, I was like, yeah, this, because I had a feeling. I had a feeling it was Kiesler, especially because of that last drift, the inside pole there. And I went to Kiesler, and Kiesler, yeah, I knew it was you, and then he was like, yeah, but I didn't map that turn. That turn was built. But I was like, huh, okay.
Yeah,
right? That map was awful, in my opinion, as a beginner opinion, to drive it, because I was like, there is no space for mistakes, there is no space for other lines. So I was like trying to follow something, and every time that I was trying to drift into something, I dropped into a fucking pillar. Every single time. And I was like, oh yeah, this is not for me.
I will be honest,
this is not.
Even for me, it was hard. For me, the map is just a start. It's just like, get the start and you're fine for the rest of the map. Like, the pro players, it's really like a specific line you need to get to do like the start like really correctly. Because like this plastic is a little bit, like if you need to get like the full grip on like the circle, like in the plastic. Like, you need to get the full grip so you can get like the turn very good. Like if you don't get fully and you're going really inside, you lose a gear.
You talking about the first plastic section?
Yeah, the first plastic.
Yeah. I like that section.
No, it's okay. It's just that it's really like you cannot do any mistakes on that part.
Yeah. It's true.
Or else you're going to be like 1 second behind.
Well, the same for like in terms of plastic sections, Doogie's map, right? Like the very first plastic section is like pretty precise, considering
it's precise.
You have a very tight transition and you have to like keep it super hairline thin to the edge on the inside to have like proper speed and angle. It's
dude, I'm trying to remember the maps, but I remember all the maps, but I don't remember who made them.
Doogie.
Wow.
No,
so helpful.
No, but actually, like the first turn, the plastic turn, is I actually really like it. This one is it's really, but it's still like the same as its precision. But
it's not as hard as the Kiesler one, though.
Yeah, I think the Kiesler is like one up. Like one apart in this.
Like the Kiesler one is really fucking creative, and I think with how difficult it is, it would maybe be suited as like the last turn of the map or something like that. But obviously, just in theory, because obviously you don't want runs to die in the middle of the round very early. Like you don't want those kind of rounds. You want close racing, obviously, and that's why usually, and also why identities on Trackmania stuff are just always at the end, because you don't want a map where the round is going to be decided after the first 5 seconds, because the first 5 seconds are an ice turn where losing the gear happens 50% of the time, something like that, you know.
I just realized that 3 out of the 5 maps, I don't think actually, yeah, no, 3 out of the 5 maps have a plastic section in the like first 5 to 10 seconds of the map. It's because it's Roxy's with the you do the left drift, but it goes into a plastic section in between the two goalposts. Then you have Kiesla's with that plastic section with the grip, and then you have Doogie's with the plastic section. Technically, Specs map also has a plastic section where you jump into that quarter like half pipe and then
go to the
right over the sausage, but that's like very small. But yeah, I was like, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and also like the standing on this plastic down, like on trap, it's really important. Like,
like you
the intro on the sausage. Yeah. Like if you don't have it, you're
yeah. That grass section afterward is painful.
Yeah, but like when I was playing it, I was kind of getting like consistently. Like if you have a specific line, it's fine. But it's if you're like really mudded, yeah, you're gonna be in the mud even more in the mud.
Yeah.
True.
You don't want to know what happened like when I was doing the discovery on stream. I was kind of mouthing a lot, I will be honest.
You were mouthing? Confusion.
No, I wasn't able to get a single run. Like I always crash in like one specific part on like every map. Oh man. But no, it's fine. Now that I know the maps, it's okay.
Are you sure you're not saying that because you're on the podcast?
Yes.
There was a map that had a like water before a dirt section. I have to figure it in my head.
It's Carluki's map. Between. It's Carluki's map.
And Jesus Christ, that was my in quote unquote my best map.
That's a speed precision map.
It was so good. That map is so fucking good. It felt so nice to play everything. And I got mad because I had one incredible run that I was like with all the other people playing it.
You want to know the interesting thing about that map? Is that it was the first unanimously accepted map, except by the guy to my bottom right corner, Shorty.
Shorty, you didn't like that map?
I didn't reject it though, did I? I just did not click on accept.
You didn't react to it, but you told me you were like, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like the. I mean, I still just don't like the water. That's the only section I don't like. I don't like
the water. No, I think the map was fucking
because if you full steer the water, you slide out. I don't like that. It's not that bad. Like it's not like I wouldn't. I also considered it for the event, so it's not like I didn't think it would be. It was a bad map. I just don't like the water personally. Like the way you jump into it with the angle you have there out of the outside dirt. I just don't think you have a good angle into it. And then in it itself, you slide out if you full steer, so you have to open up the steering and under the water a little bit. I don't know. I just don't like the flow of the water section there at all. It's not killing the map or anything like that, you know, you can easily survive it without issues. So it's fine. If everyone else thought it's fine, so it is what it is.
But it was the first accepted map unanimously. Like,
yeah,
it was,
I didn't disagree
immediately
that,
accepted. And honestly, at that point, even though we accepted it, it was the first one we accepted, I think, a week into the map pack. At that point, I personally was mildly panicking because we hadn't had that many great submissions just yet. We had maybe like 8 submissions at that point, and like we only had one map, and I was panicking so bad. But then after like 2 more weeks, once we got closer to the deadline, I think we had 30 submissions in total. And majority of the ones that we picked, Roxy's came in the middle and second. I take that back. Specs map was also really early. But Specs map took like 16,000 iterations for us to get the finish correctly.
Yeah,
Shorty, let's go through the finishes that we went through with Spec.
I mean, you know,
Spec's fault, really. It was just like we were trying to fit something that fit with his map, because like it was especially the very first iteration of the map. It was very similar to what the current version is, but it was like a dirt uphill into actually that uphill drift into the plastic It just used to be like an uphill drift, and then you went down. If you didn't have that drift correctly, I don't remember exactly. I remember
exactly the first iteration you had. You had the dirt uphill as well. I think it was one to the right and not to the left. And then you had a drift afterwards. And the problem was, if you lose the gear and if you go into gear 3, then the drift was totally fine. But if you keep gear 4, then you would run too wide. You would not be able to start the drift correctly. So that's obviously something that is not acceptable, because driving perfectly and getting punished for it is not good.
Yeah, it was that drift would throw you off, and then you would miss a speed check. So it went from a small speed check to, because it was like a little ramp, and then
the speed check was fine. It was really just the drift being awful.
Yeah, it was a little ramp, and then the roadblocks, just normal tarmac roadblocks, afterwards into the finish. Then it went from that to a water plastic zoop.
I never played that version. I never even played that version, by the way. I have no idea how that looked like, because when I tested again, then you were over at iteration 3 or 4, and I couldn't test the old version.
If anybody's seen any of my maps with ice dirt zoops, like, it was that, but with water plastic. Honestly, I liked it, but I knew it wasn't going to be good for competitions. So.
Man, it's my guy, man. You can do better than that.
And then we went back to the small speed check, which then added another speed check, which Ice was mentioning in the chat. It was a jump up to the finish. So first it was like a small jump and then a secondary jump into a finish. And that was a pain, because the drift beforehand still wasn't unchanged. Then he basically redid it with the drift into what it is now at some point after like version... I think we had literally 17 versions of his map uploaded at that point. But we got there. We got there for that one. But yeah, it was Specs and Carluki's maps that were first accepted. And then Roxy's came afterwards. And when Roxy released their map, they already had the scenery almost completely done at that point. And at that point, I was like, this is what I was looking for scenery-wise. This is what I wanted. Because the other maps at that point weren't really like super, they had good scenery, but they weren't like super themed. It just kind of had like a basic XP Evo kind of theme to it with like the colors, which is still good. And I mean, Spec had his cool little German flags and everything. But like when I saw Roxy's map, I was like, this is it. This is what I'm looking for. This is what I can also encourage the other mappers to kind of like push their theming towards. And then at the very end, last week before, is when Kiesla's and, or week and a half, 2 weeks before, Kiesla's and Doogie's maps came in. So, and that's how we ended up with the map pack. And the event itself, we've been talking about the map pack, but the event itself went really well. Everybody and their mom, minus, I think, virtual, and that was it, was there.
Yeah.
And we handed out VIP tickets to several streamers. We handed one out to Spammy, Maji, Janik, Granati, and then Trilux. Sure. And Trilux raffled his ticket to a viewer, and his viewer was like, I'm not going to attend XP Evo, so who should I give it to? And his chat pressured him into giving it to Barbos.
Wow.
So Barbos now has a VIP ticket.
Mom. I mean...
Oh my god.
But it's
interesting.
Yeah. So, congrats to Barbos, I guess.
I mean, it's not like Barbos had a say in that, to be honest.
Yeah, but Trilux's chat was like, give it to Barbos!
Yeah, it's kind of weird, because now Azox's twin brother doesn't have one.
Right. Hey, no, that's perfect, because then if you go into the VIP area and you see someone looking like Barbos, you know it is Barbos.
Yeah.
That's great.
You just look at the wristband and see if they have the VIP or the tourney wristband.
Yeah, you can tell
them
apart.
But what if Barbos acts like he lost his wristband and lets Azox?
He can't do that. you can't. You won't be able to get in if you lose your wristband.
Oh,
that's the problem for you guys.
So, make sure you don't lose your wristbands, boys. I mean, we'll have extras if people lose them, but like, make sure you don't.
Can I just go to the event having nothing prepared? Be like, do you not even know who I am?
I mean, you'll be staff.
Yeah, can I say that?
I mean, you guys would be staff. That's easy.
No, Shorty's only staff for the podcast on Thursday. He's not planned in for anything, is he?
New changes incoming.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I have no idea. I just imagined myself going to the venue and then be like, do you not even know who I am? Just because I wanted to say it once.
Yeah, I haven't actually even talked to production about the change, but I'm handling the host side, the pre-match and post-match analysis portion. Lime and Shorty are going to be joining me as the analyst couch slash desk for
it's
the
gonna
event.
Be so fun.
And Ligo, no, you're not allowed.
What?
You gotta play the game. You gotta win the competition.
No, I'm too washed for that.
Yeah.
Oh my god! I can't believe you actually said that.
Lingo, we can switch. You just have to dress up for it, though. I still have to buy clothes.
Do you have
for
a
that.
Suit, Lingo? Do you have a suit?
Not for now, but maybe I'm gonna buy one. Suit. We're gonna see.
Yeah, you need a suit. So
yeah,
you
man,
can be
do a custom one for me.
Bro, Lime and Shorty stayed up till 3 a.m. on Limestream talking about outfits for XP Evo and like me grilling Shorty questions about what he has dress-wise and if I need to like share my clothes with him and try to figure out what his size was and everything.
I mean, I did give you an option.
You did?
Yeah, that was the only option though.
Yeah. He has one outfit, boys and girls. One. So
I have one outfit for like those things. Like I have
How long have you had the outfit for?
Yeah, I don't know. 10
since
years?
14?
Since 16? Or something?
Since 16?
Since 16? Yeah. A bit in the mud on that one.
I'm not going. Like, whenever do you need a suit? Like, usually every single time
as an
you
adult,
need a suit,
you need a suit for a lot of things, actually.
You don't need a suit for a lot of things.
Once you get close to 30 years old, you're going to be getting invited to a bunch of events that require suits. I'm telling
you. Yeah, I don't get invited to any events where I need suits. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll invite you to a bunch of events that require suits.
When I get married, I'm going to invite you to my wedding.
You have to wear
it. It'll be the first one will be my funeral.
Wow. Yeah, I'll buy something.
After this event in September, I will be dead.
Mentally, of course.
Yes. Yes. Oh, we talked about it very briefly, but I have to mention it because I told Turbo I would. I was in call with Turbo for track of the day today, and I got Div 1, and he didn't. He ended up in Div 4, so I finished better than Turbo, and Turbo was mudded, but at the same time, he actually complimented me. It was like, wow, I'm proud of you, Import.
Wah.
And I was like, dang, thanks, Dad. And that was
hey, you.
Dad? Daddy?
Yeah, good job.
No.
Can you... Yeah.
Import, when becoming pro?
Soon. TM.
Next year. XP Evo next year. Then you're going to be a player. Then you're going
to
win.
I want to see TMGL and you.
Next XP Evo, there won't even any be players. It'll be just me competing against myself.
Yeah,
and my 64 other clones.
You're gonna beat the Cold Junior guy, man.
Yeah.
But he's gonna retire before that, so.
By the way, I have a question. What do we do like in the like during the event? Like, is there any way of us controlling if Barbos is actually playing, or is it? Or is, like, they can just switch around seats, and we would not be able to tell them apart, right? Just wondering.
Like, we're gonna put a tattoo, you know, like
I mean, there's no reason for them to do it, but they could literally just switch around for fun and then just the other one wins. I don't know, it doesn't matter, does it?
Just put a sticker on his face.
Yeah, saying just
Barbos.
Just for the notes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure they're going to do it.
They're gonna play fair.
They're gonna play fair. I don't see them trolling. Sure.
But are they both good?
Barbos is better.
I think in the competitive setting, I think Barbos is definitely better. Just simply because he played competitive so much more, especially with multi-style and in that setting. But in general, I mean, on Track of the Day, Barbas usually wins the 1v1s, but considering how many times they already ended up in 1v1s, I think you can't really say that Azox is much worse.
That sibling rivalry.
How many times did they already have a final against each other? Four times now? Five times? I have no idea. Like, that's insane.
I have no idea. But, All right. Well, let's move on to the next section. Khaki is starting tomorrow?
After tomorrow? 18?
Today? Tomorrow?
Something. Tomorrow at 20.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow at 20, but something is going to be 1 hour earlier already. That is Khaki feature. That's...
They stole that idea from us because we released our map pack earlier, and they're like, dang, we got to do it too. If you are a psychopath, just like Lingo and Shorty, who actually enjoy those type of maps, and...
Wait, that's wrong. I never enjoyed it, but I'm going to try this year, because now I'm mapped and I kind of view it with a different point of view, and they wanted to make the maps easier this time around, or like, not specifically easier, but they wanted to make the maps not have maps that just push it way too far, which in the couple before, there were maps with validation times of 30 hours looking at you, Ville.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest. Unpopular opinion coming. This is my opinion, not the opinion of Evo. Please don't think that Evo, I'm speaking on Evo's behalf when I say blah, blah, blah.
Thank you.
I think that every time Khaki comes around, I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I think it's the most boring thing ever. And literally all the streamers are streaming Khaki, and I just want to cry. So I have to go find another game to watch, because for the time that Khaki is going on, it just, like, is so boring.
A lot of people say the same thing, and it's maybe a bit repetitive because every streamer is doing it. I get that. I also got annoyed at that myself last time. But in the end, I just... watched someone playing Khaki anyway then, so
I can't do it.
It's just 1 month. It is what it is.
I agree.
Maybe
like
next
Khaki.
Time import next time next Khaki, maybe try build a map yourself. I mean, playing building a Khaki map is so much more fun than playing Khaki, because the creative concept of building a map that works for Khaki is really cool.
Khaki is gonna enjoy that for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see his face right now.
No.
Yeah. Then
I'd rather
volume zero.
No, I'd rather stab my eyes with pencils, honestly.
I'm sure you would like.
Do what?
I'm sure you would like to spend 6 hours trying to validate a map that you can't even be close to finish.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I think there was one map that I thought looked really cool, and that was SB Ville's map, where he did the nose slide on the plastic in a loop. That looked really cool, but
the one that he validated. I saw this one. This one looks really wicked.
It looked really cool, but like watching the same thing over and over for like hours. Yeah, I can't.
Yeah, it's not for me, man.
No, but on Khaki itself, you only have 10 minutes per map. So you kind of...
Yeah, it's really a short time.
Yeah, woo!
I could...
Sounds fun, guys.
I don't know.
Sounds
great. It's hard to try because it's something, you know, like tricks, you know, that you can master in 10 minutes, you know.
I think I'd rather get re-canceled by the Asia-Pacific region again.
You don't have to participate. I never really played Khaki myself either, but this time I'm going to try. Maybe I have a different point of view of it.
I play the easiest maps on Khaki, like the ones that you can press forward and pray, basically. And there were a few ones that there were a couple of tricks that I learned. I was like, wow, I can actually believe that I can do this. Like,
I didn't get them,
but I got like 2 or 3 Khaki fins that for someone that has literally no skill. It was a lot.
I mean, they require different skills. Like, you don't necessarily have to be like one of the fastest Trackmania players to be able to finish Khaki maps.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, that's the cool thing about it, you know? Or one good thing about it.
Yep.
Yeah,
he
couldn't he couldn't survive with import saying that he enjoys Kaki.
Lingo was demonstrating what I do when I see a stream that streams Kaki. I just people leave.
Do we have the people leave thing?
Yeah,
we should. I'm pretty sure
people
we do.
Enter, I think.
Yeah, people leave. When I see that.
Good emote.
Yeah, it's a great emote.
I don't really like watching Kaki unless it's Gecko playing it because he teaches me how to do stuff. But other than that, unless it's like it's this really good Kaki player. I forgot his name, but he literally completed Kaki last time. It was the only one, I think.
There were multiple ones last time.
No, but the Simo. No. Yeah. It was Simo.
Wait, what are those?
What is that?
It's some caramel cookies, something like that.
Caramel cookies?
It's really good.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
You know, I like Lingo's vibe.
This is what I'm going to be feasting on after this podcast, Flaming Hot Doritos.
Also, it's funny, Lingo, in 21 episodes, Lingo is the first guest that went up in the middle of the podcast to grab his
neck. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I'm telling.
Can I also go get a I would have chosen. That's...
Actually, yes. Go ahead. Actually, Shorty, why don't you go ahead? Why don't you go ahead, bro?
I know why you're saying that. But no.
Why don't you go ahead and go grab a snack, Shorty?
Want the people in the stream to see how the autofocus focuses even if I'm outside of my door.
Spotify people, I'm so sorry. You're not going to be able to see this. Shorty, I need you to go do something around your room real quick.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
I'm gonna quickly
also go outside of the door. I mean, you can
obviously the people in the chat enjoy this.
Oh, we got a butt shot. Nice.
Follows me around like I can.
He literally could have. Oh wait, it didn't follow him this time.
No, because
there it is. Okay, there we go. And then literally he can leave, go out to his thing, and then he'll, like when he goes away, he'll come back. And then a voice. It focuses on him as he walks through the hallway. Bro, homie could have a legit Let's Chat like stream where he just does things around his room and cleans his room, and people could just like donate to him. Like, I'm telling you, Shorty, this is like a business opportunity you're missing out on.
I'm not so sure about that.
Dude, this is the funniest shit. I mean, it's so silly.
This is the funniest shit. Oh my god, he's walking around this room.
It's entertaining.
I get it, but it sounds so stupid.
With the MySpace quality camera and then it following you with like it's great. It's great.
Oh, it's so bad that it's so great.
Now you just need to start doing your TikTok NPC stuff. Reactions.
No.
I won't do it.
Kaki is so good. Just to annoy you.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but then he did it. I'm proud of you, Shorty. That's why we're friends.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes. Oh. Whew. Okay. Well,
this is funny.
Yeah, Kaki's happening. Ascension, they're releasing their events. Their qualifier events. They have a qualifier event at the beginning of September. On the weekend of the 2nd, I think, of September. We'll
I see. Have no idea. But I saw the map that he built, like the tech map and stuff, because I was watching Massa playing it. I think that that is the best map that like, he ever built. Like,
oh, the
it
tech map?
It has brain on it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I know
that
which one
like,
you're talking about.
Like many turns.
Yeah. I was like, an actual somewhat viable map. Interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
I was like, it's competitive. Interesting.
I heard he built a map with a backward start, but I never saw something like that.
Well, they were supposed to, they've been releasing maps every 2 days, I think, so at some point, like, the map pack will be done and over with. But I haven't really seen people, like, streaming their training, because I think they're trying to hide their training.
Like, the only person I really see, it's, like, Masa and Mime playing the Ascension, but...
Wow. Mime is actually practicing XP Evo maps right now.
Wow.
He's playing Further by Carluki right now.
Also, you know who's also mapping? Dexter's also playing XP Evo maps.
Because he's
Dexter?
Coming to XP Evo.
Supposedly he is coming to XP Evo.
Yes, I know.
Which is surprising.
There's no way.
I had to talk to my best friend Dexter.
I was very surprised.
I was surprised when I saw his ticket purchase. I was like, dang.
Also, Ascension is up to 128,000 euro price pool.
I wish that was us. But I don't have French money or Continental Tires as a sponsor.
We have to send a message to Macron.
Oh, it's like, it was, what, 10,000 euro base price pool and the rest is all the sub money? Going into it?
Yeah. I mean, when you're a popular streamer and you have literally the control of the entire French market, like... Hey. Good on you. I'm impressed the how, like, influential he is and how he still, like, caters back to, like, Trekmania as, like, for big events like this, because nobody else kind of does that for smaller communities, unless you count like Ludwig doing that for like Super Smash Bros. Or something. But like,
oh yeah,
you don't really see that for smaller communities. So it's really cool that he does that, and I'm happy that it's like so huge. I just wish it was huge for the international audience and not just France. But still, like, it's really cool what he's doing. So.
Maybe we can find, like, the biggest German influencers next time and invite them. And maybe
I did find the biggest German... No, I'm kidding.
Who is actually the biggest influencer in Germany?
In Germany?
Trillix is up there. He is, like, one of the most...
he's up there, but he's way... He's so far away.
You would have thought people were salivating when Trillix was talking about coming to Experion. Like, Experion was like...
Yeah, because Trillix is in the Trackmania community.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to talk about big German creators, it's probably...
Yeah, but like gaming
Montana
creators.
Black.
Yeah.
Hey, finish.
That's the biggest one.
It's probably Montana Black, Knossi, Onepixel, and Gronk. Those are like the top
Onepixel is German?
Yeah, he's German.
Trimax. Anyway.
I don't know any, so...
People.
We need the people in Trackmania.
Yeah, your country brought us the wonderful XQC. How do you feel about that, Lingo?
I fucking love XQC.
I don't really watch XQC.
I don't either.
Like, it's just funny, like, when he talks, he's like, he talks really fast, but it's like, at the same time...
It's like, okay, guys, so we're gonna really do this right now, and we're gonna, like, we're gonna play the game, and I'm like, chat, hey, chat!
Like, I'm impressed, like, how fast he talk, like, I'm really impressed. Like,
he's also run faster than the mouth. That is what happens. He cannot speak as fast as
on,
his
like,
thoughts. That's why he's like, you know.
He's on like 10 pills of Adderall and like 14
like,
cans of Monster.
Yeah, because I don't like him.
Like, when he's playing in games, sometimes it's like people like, I'm not saying stream sniping, but they know it's him. Mm-hmm. It's like in a Warzone game like that, you can hear like what they. People said, like, they're saying, like, blah, 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 like, you know, like, they're just...
I was in the Overwatch, actually, fun fact about my esports history, for anybody who cares. I was in the very first official Overwatch tournament, playing for a team... Wait, what are you talking... Why are you laughing? What I miss?
It's what fucking Lingo, dude.
Bro, what I do? Wait, what?
You just like what you said. Like, for the people who care, I just said like.
Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, okay, that's fair. Wait. That's fair. Yeah. Hide. Stop. I was in the very first ever Overwatch tournament. So the very first official tournament that Overwatch hosted, I was at in Santa Ana, California. with a team, a sponsored team. I had a team that I made. He was just saying, ain't no way, Lime, relax, okay? no, I had a sponsored team. I was interning for a tournament software platform, which is really funny because now we're also kind of like bringing a tournament software platform to XP Evo. But I was interning for a tournament software startup, and they sent me and my five other team members. They gave us a hotel and everything, and they paid for us to enter into the Overwatch tournament, which was really cool. And we went out the first round.
Unlucky.
The whole but story.
Dyrus was that? There, so that's all that matters to me. Dyrus was there. XQC didn't exist yet at that point. I do remember XQC when he started. I remember XQC when he got kicked from Overwatch because he was toxic, so...
Yeah. XQC toxic? What do you mean?
I don't know. Like, the only thing I heard about XQC for like the last month, it was only because of, like, some drama about him reacting to people or something like that.
I didn't get that drama.
Yeah, so I can explain it really quickly. So basically what XQC does is he plays YouTube videos on his stream and he reacts to them. Like, he just like basically like, oh, that's crazy. That's his reaction. Like, he doesn't actually go into depth about how he feels about the videos, really. So the issue is that you're taking this video that may have not gotten a lot of views, and he's basically profiting off that video for content, and none of that revenue is shared to the creator, and the creators, like, if they worked really hard and they may have organically gotten views through YouTube, through an algorithm or anything, it's completely thrown off by XQC when he watches these smaller creators. So it throws off the algorithm completely, and like he basically gets money and credit and content off the backs of smaller creators, and that's the main drama behind it.
Oh, okay, yeah, kind of makes sense.
Literally everyone does it, though.
Everybody does it, but he's the biggest. The biggest streamer at the moment, so that's why the spotlight's on him. But other streamers do it too.
I mean, I think the main problem is that the system is just not made for it, like, especially like with something with YouTube or stuff like that. Like with live streaming, it's difficult, but a lot of people like actually upload reactions to YouTube, and then you basically have the YouTube video and you have a reaction to that YouTube video.
Yep.
And for some reason, it's literally impossible to like, for example, share the income. Like imagine I could just upload my reaction to a video on YouTube and say, yeah, this is a reaction to video XY, and every like ad revenue on my video is also going to be shared with whatever split, like 40% or whatever, how much you want to value the original video. So yep. The original content creator would also get something. Like,
so
something like that on YouTube could be made and would probably make a lot of sense. But
so Azeel just asked the question, sorry to cut you off. Azeel just asked the question in chat, but isn't he indirectly promoting the video to 100K people sometimes? But you shorty just kind of explain the reason, because he also uploads videos of his reactions on YouTube, and other creators do. They upload their reactions of a YouTube video, onto YouTube. So people are only watching the streamer's YouTube videos and not the actual video itself.
Yeah, but like, it's understandable. Like, it's sure that if it's like a huge video before XQC react, it's fine. I think it's like less, but like if it's like a video that had like 50K views, like max, like everyone is just gonna go watch like XQC reaction to it. Like
It's not. Yeah, if it's like, something that wouldn't show up in the algorithm, and like it's people are only gonna watch XQC's video for it, and he's gonna get the revenue from it unless somebody claims it. And to claim,
you can claim that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So like one of the people made a big post on Reddit explaining the process to make a claim on a video. You have to go through a very arduous process. It's not simple as like clicking a couple buttons and filling out a couple fields on a form. You have to go through an extensive process to be able to claim, and by the time everything's said and done, you only get ad revenue after like it gets accepted, and you don't get backtracked for that ad revenue. You only get the continuing ad revenue after that acceptance. So,
yep.
I mean, YouTube probably will eventually adjust their policy on that, But for right now, it's just even trying to make a claim for ad revenue, it's not, it doesn't work the way it's intended. We're supposed to.
I mean, to be fair, it's a discussion that's already going on for like half a year with also the in the German Twitter, in the German scene and everything like that. People are aware of the issues, and I don't know if something is going to come or not. But either way, it's definitely like currently it's a little bit weird of a situation, especially with how claiming on YouTube works. But even if they fix that, then obviously if you live react, then that's not on YouTube then. So I don't know how you're gonna go with that, if that's okay or if that's not okay. And either way, it's. Yeah,
I love when we go off on random topics. Chris passive aggressively changes the title on the bottom. Yes. And it's like talking about XQC apparently.
Apparently, I mean, at least in the gaming community,
explain yourself.
You just have to make it seem as if it's Trackmania related. So, guys, how about we start a Trackmania streamer that is, you know, doing reaction content? So I'm going to basically stream, and I'm going to restream Dexter's gameplay, and then I'm going to play.
Spammy did that on Spammy did that for Jaynix's video.
I mean, XQC has played Trackmania on stream before, so it is relevant, right?
Yeah.
Surely.
I think I saw it like once or twice. I know I saw him play it. I saw him. So. Even on his YouTube channel, you have like one video about it, I think. It's like 20
actually,
minutes.
Actually, XQC played Trackmania, so it's related, you know?
Yeah. Let's talk about Lyric now, because he played Trackmania.
No.
I'm gonna react to his videos.
Yeah. So.
You know what we haven't done?
Hmm.
We haven't asked Lingo about his history playing Trackmania.
Yes. Let's have a second. Chris, can you passive aggressively change the title to now talking about Lingo's history, apparently?
Apparently.
Apparently, I did.
Lingo, tell us, how did you get involved with Trackmania? What brought you to this wonderful world of psychoses and malding?
And why do you change your name so often? People want to know.
Yeah, and why do you change your name so often?
And what is your next name?
What is your next name? Okay, I think I can already respond to you, Shori. Like, I think my next name is going to be like my original name, like Lingo DM. But it's like an event, so I'm gonna ask actually the guy who picked my name to just change his name back to like his previous name, because I actually know who it is, and the guy is actually going to the event as well.
Oh, you know him? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I know him. It's starting with an F.
Okay. Perfect.
If you know,
I had the same issue with someone taking up my name, and I changed it to test with the nicknames, and I was like, then I messaged him, didn't get a response for over a week. I was like, that's not good.
Oh. I actually have two guys changing to my name, like one that changes like first letter to I and one to L. So yeah.
It looks the same.
Yeah, it looks the same. Like this is why I have two Twitch channels. Like I have one like Lingo TM normally, like I'm chatting with. And I have another one for like streaming that is like with the eye. Like, this is why. Like, before at start, like, when they wanted to raid me, it was like, you're raiding the other channel. Like,
maybe you shouldn't say that too loud. We are on Twitch, and you just said that you have multiple accounts on Twitch, and that's not quite allowed. Just saying.
Yeah, but like, if Twitch really listening to me right now.
It's just fantasy, okay? What is being said right now in the podcast?
We're role playing.
I'm just hoping right now, guys. Don't worry.
Oh.
Even spoofing on Twitch, I know it. Okay, so about, like, why do I change my name, like, every time, like, often? Just because I want.
Okay, that's all.
It's not really because, like, I'm obligated, or just because I like changing names. I just like.
I was in a phase like that, so.
Yeah, it's like at the start, it was funny because, like, you know, the streamers, like, at the start when they were first saying my name, like, you know, like changing my name, they were like, "Who is this guy?" Like, it was just funny to me at the start, but now I changed my name instantly, like, and after 2 minutes after, they know it's me. Like,
that's fair.
It's not funny anymore.
I have one question in this regard. Who runs the website?
Okay. There's a guy actually sending me like a new website because the last one was down. But I don't know if he actually want him. I don't know if he will like if I leak his name or something like that. But there's a guy that just said that they're like, hope you don't mind, I did this to replace the other one that has been done for a while now. Okay, I'm gonna send it in the like the new one in the don't say to me I opened fucking Minecraft.
Can you maybe explain what kind of website we're even talking about?
Sorry, yes. There is a website that tracks Lingo's current Ubisoft username. It was like, what is Lingo's current username dot something? And now they also made the same with for Hobbit, I think, because he also started changing it. Yeah, like it's such a big meme that Lingo is changing his nickname every 30 days that we needed a website to know what his current nickname is.
Trackmania community is so weird sometimes. Like also what happened with with Alcon that one time. All
right,
of a sudden we have 20 people.
All the 70 Alcons.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like it's been a long time since I heard about Alcon lately, so I don't know.
He's been in the hospital for the last couple weeks, from what I understand. So
wait, Alcon is in the hospital?
Well, he was. I don't know why.
Not what happened.
I also think that probably I would assume that Forever, if he's still here, he might be able to, or if he's not, whatever. But I assume that, like, I don't think it affected his health, but I definitely think that Elcon playing in TMGL impacted his motivation for Trackmania in general. It just felt like that way, because even after he stopped playing, like, I didn't really see him. Maybe I just...
Like, I saw him, like, sometimes, but, like, otherwise,
He wasn't as active as he used to be, so...
Like, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. You know, you have to practice for TMGL quite a bit, and that takes away, obviously, the time that you used to play Trackmania casually.
Sorry to
distract,
but... This
is why I will never be TMGL.
Dexter is also streaming a XP Evo map discovery at the moment.
Okay, let's just
Do you
go,
even listen to me? Like,
no. You said he was coming. I didn't hear the part where you said he was actually streaming.
No,
right
Lime said he's coming. I said he's also streaming the mapping. And then somebody said, oh, he's by the way also coming.
I have selective hearing.
Let's just spectate Dexter's stream so we can create more drama now.
He's playing Doogie's map.
Oh, no. It's kind of...
I was gonna say, Chris? To bring this podcast back on track, Lingo, how did you get started in Trackmania?
The thing is that I actually don't remember really. Like, it could be because of virtual, it could be that, or it could be because I discovered just the game on. Like, I saw people streaming it.
Virtual.
So I was.
I'm kidding. He's a guest. I'm kidding.
So I will say virtual. Like, I saw like one of the two videos about the game, and I was just really interested in it. So I saw, like, I know Temp 2020 wasn't out yet. It was like a couple months before that. So I bought TM2. Then I played for like, I would say 10 hours max. Like, I liked the game, but like, not that much at the start of it. So I just stopped until TM20 was out. And it's like September, October, now I installed TM2020, and it was like, at the start I wasn't playing a lot, I was just playing like often, like if I was more play, I was playing more like Valorant, you know, like games like that. Mm-hmm. Overwatch. Mm-hmm. I was playing more like that, so like if there was like no game I actually wanted to play, I was just playing a little bit of Trackmania. It was that, and I started playing, like, it started becoming my main game in like mid 2021. So it was like the time I started actually trying, like, because right before it was like just for fun. But still today I play for fun. Like, I try out a little bit, but like not too much.
But even the people try harding because it's fun.
Yeah, no, but like I play this game because it's fun. Like, it's really a fun game for me. It's sure that if there's a competition, I still play for fun, like in a pool, like I train until I'm just bored, so that pretty much after 2 hours. But yeah, But it's pretty much like I play and after I'm just AFK for like 2 hours and I just go back into the game. Like, it's mostly that.
No.
But now that I work, so I cannot play a lot of Trackmania. Really mad. But it's fine. But yeah. Also, don't talk to me about the Sundays, man, in Portugal.
Okay.
I won't talk to you about the Sundays.
You want me to know what I do exactly?
No.
I know your interest.
You work. That's all you gotta say.
Then yeah, I work.
No, not.
Man, why do you work?
It's just that because I finished like the obligating school, I finished that. So I wanted to do like a formation or something like that. But I needed to be like 18 years old. But because I wasn't 18 at this time, so I couldn't really, I could have gone to school, like, you know, because here in Canada we have like CJEP after high school. So it's like 2 or 3, it's like before university. Why are you laughing, Import?
Speedy says Lingo goes to church on Sundays to get the Lord to tell him his next username.
Wait, but...
That's so good, bro. Oh.
No. So after that, like, I didn't want to spend like $1,000 for like just school for like absolutely like nothing, pretty much. So my parents said to me that if I want to stay home for like a year, like, I need to at least work like 25 hours a week, at least. So I just went, you know, like a job. I just searched for a job and I found it. So.
That's
but
normal.
Where I work, it's like you need to at least work one day weekend and one day in the week, like
oh,
at
okay.
least.
Yeah.
Like if you're working at least 25 hours. Like if it was just like one day, like Sunday, it's fine. But like, but it's really like I need to at least work one day in the week and one day in the weekend. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So this is why I cannot really play like any competition. Like I actually will like to play more competition, like maybe not like XP Evo because it's a LAN and everything, but more like online competition I would like actually like to play. But it's always like I could play the first day, but then when it comes to the second day, no, I just cannot.
You just have to win so many events on Sundays that you get enough money with it that is basically the same as your salary, and then you can tell your parents, yeah, but what do you want? I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just work during weekdays?
Why don't you just stream with your cam on since everybody says you're hot? So that means they'll donate money to you, and then you can say, "Hey, mom and dad, I'm working."
Yeah, man, I'm gonna show my big muscle.
Yeah.
Big muscle.
I'm not gonna do that.
No, but like for the XP Evo, I work, I have like 1 week of vacation. Like I have one week free of vacation. So I took the vacation like for XP Evo and everything.
I really had a cramp in my forearm when I did that. Ow.
You have to let it open.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
We're hurting ourselves,
no.
Okay?
The thing is that it hurts. I don't know actually why it hurts here, but I got my blood work done a few days ago on Tuesday, and now it hurts here, so I cannot...
It still hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. Okay, that's why I was asking. Is it normal to go to the doctor and get your blood test
out? Told you, he's a vampire.
Yeah, I think so. Look, my arm.
Hey, you.
Oh, that doesn't look very great, to be honest.
No.
I mean, that's normal. That's pretty normal. After getting your blood drawn, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you get major bruising.
This has never happened to me.
I'm telling you. Yes.
It
happens to my dad, like, all the time.
If you have shitty veins, that is what's happening.
If you have shitty veins, maybe, yes, but... Like normally that doesn't happen.
Your veins are mudded, Mime. Or Lime, you hear that?
I get my blood test done every 6 months.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Sorry. Keep talking.
What?
What the heck?
What the fuck?
This podcast is becoming so chaotic.
No. Since last week, we lost it. We lost this shit.
It's true.
But I like it. I like the vibes of the podcast now.
Don't blame me, please.
Chaos.
No, this is started okay. Even before you.
It started when we started talking about Pinky Doll.
Yeah, like when it's important, it's always becoming chaotic.
Yeah.
Really mad.
Oh, okay, what is the next subject?
Next subject is
something else.
We're nearing somewhat of the end of the podcast, to Chris's delight, I'm sure. I did want to bring up some things that people may want to know. Let's bring it back around to some XP Evo things really quickly here. There are still tickets available, basic and tournament entry tickets available. There are still quite a few left. They are going very quickly. The sign on the Eventbrite page is correct. They are going fast. So if you want to play in the tournament, I highly encourage you to play in the tournament, because even if you feel like you may not be skilled enough, I definitely think it's still something that you could enjoy a lot. Also, once we start eliminating players, that allows us to open up more PCs. Not only that, but the more people that attend, the higher likelihood that we get the entire venue to ourselves, and that allows all the PCs that are currently on the main floor of the venue to be specifically and exclusive to us. So that means we get more PCs for everybody to play and practice on and do things. So maybe you should do that. I will not reveal the number of how many people are attending. But we are in the several hundreds. We have already doubled. We've already doubled we've already beat my prediction, which I will not tell you, but I can tell you that we are already double in attendance of what Trackadia was.
That's going to be huge.
So. Yes.
No, you can continue. I will say it after.
You have a question? Yes. Ask the question.
I will be there. I will arrive in Germany like Thursday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a possibility to I can join before before Friday? Like I just go into the, because my hotel is in the same building as
the venue will be open. The venue will be open, so you'll be able to use a computer if you want to. Now there will be other people using the. There will be other people using the venue, so because the venue is open every day. To the general public, you don't have to pay to use the PC. Experience kind of crazy. Like once you go there, you realize they have all this stuff, like PCs and everything, and they're completely free to use. There's no logins, nothing. You just literally walk up to the PC and you hop on it and you start using it. So yeah, if you want to come in early, you can. There's nothing stopping you. You may see quite a few of us staff people running around like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. Because we'll be doing...
Wait. If you arrive early, because me and Gecko will also arrive early on Thursday, and we want to do a short size scene around Köln. So if you want to go with us, see the cathedral.
Ooh, a community sightseeing tour with Gecko and Lion.
Yeah. Ah, it's so cute. Yeah, but no, we're going to do that. We're going to do a short size scene, and then we're going to head up to Experion to do the pre-podcast.
Yeah. Thingy. I mean, so technically, if we wanted to, I wonder, we probably could if people showed up. If you guys are here on Thursday, or you know your friends are coming on Tuesday, I mean, there's nothing stopping us from having a live audience for our podcast. That would be kind of cool. So if you guys are there, Shorty's freaking out right now, and his camera pant, his camera even moved to show how much he's freaking out right now.
I thought, oh well, nobody's gonna be there.
Literally going to be on the analyst thing. There's gonna be people looking at you.
But that's different. That's
you're gonna be on the stage.
It's the same shit.
If anything, the only person who should be worried would be me, because then I have actual people in person looking at me as I say my crazy opinions. So
I actually enjoy that more than streaming it, because I think that I don't know, on the internet, well, yeah, in real life it's the same thing. But yeah, I prefer the in real life. I'm more open in real life when I have to put on a show, for example, than on a stream. I'm really shy on the internet. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Also, in,
go ahead.
You know, in online, you can say bullshit, but offline, no.
You cannot really say that. I say a lot of shit offline, but online, I can't. Because if someone takes me out of content, then I'm fucked, you know? And instead of in real life, I can control who is recorded or not. Is it?
If That's Mel stays the entire day, I would try to have Mel as a special guest. If not, we just have a bunch of people rotate in as guests each time or something, or just like, I don't know. I don't know how we would do it, but like...
We just let them stand in a line and then we just say next, and the one that's the couch has to go and the next one comes in.
I mean, sure. I will say, if you do come on Thursday and you do see our people working, like, obviously, if you want to say hi to people, feel free to say hi, but understand that everybody is working really hard to set up for the event. So please make sure that if you say hi to them, you just say hi and don't try to distract them, because most of the time, most of us will be trying to set up a lot of things. I know for the production staff, especially as casters, those in production, we're going to be doing a lot of rehearsal, especially on Thursday. And then on top of that, having the podcast as like an extra rehearsal. So, also the TOs, they're all going to be busy trying to make sure all the computers are set up, everything's working good, the servers, whatnot. So we're going to be pretty busy. If you want to say hi, feel free to say hi, but just understand that like they got things to do. Don't distract my workers. Really mad.
Also, don't forget to buy your XP Evo merch if you're coming.
Yes,
to XP
actually, that was the next part I was going to get at. Thank you. I even made a channel in the Evo Discord for easier, so you don't have to go through news and like rummage through that. You can go to the XP Evo merch channel to go look at the XP Evo merch at the shop.evoesports.gg and get yourself some XP Evo merch. And I wish... Actually... Excuse me. I will be back.
He's gone.
He's doing the lingo.
Goodbye, Import. Good to see.
Now we can talk smack.
If you're a fan of Evo, you can also get an Evo shirt. But also, us cool. Our staff have cool like little XP Evo staff shirts. Ooh. Lingo. I saw that. we have like little staff shirts. Isn't it cute? Aw.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. I
show my butt. Yeah. Do you want to see it again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
I think you're on the wrong platform.
Right. Gang gang.
When OnlyFans?
When OnlyFans? Yeah. I have a fan. It's a fan. It's the only one I got.
Eva underwear? Ooh, nice.
Yeah, but I send you $5 so you can make me a custom one.
Yeah,
I actually have an OnlyFans. No. Hey, family friendly.
I just pulled down my shirt. What is this?
You know, as a woman, I cannot do that.
Listen, Oda Block was literally shirtless, getting his head shaved by his girlfriend while casting a Trackmania Grand League match. And me just tugging my shirt ever so slightly is not family friendly. Get over yourself.
I cannot do that because I'm a woman. Oh, fairness.
Yeah, that's sexism.
That doesn't stop any of the female streamers.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Right, we can see on Twitch.
Especially the girls who like to paint their bodies with only little stick-ons over their boobs.
Oh, that's so fucking weird. I mean, yeah. Okay, I get it. It's art, whatever you want. But come on. They show everything. Like, nothing for the imagination.
I'm like, how is this not considered porn at this point?
It's soft porn.
Also, important. Where are you watching that?
Huh? It's on Twitch.
It's on Twitch.
It's on the front page.
I know, but like, what are you watching that?
A little research.
I'm not watching it.
It's like a car crash. You don't want to look at it, but your eyes just...
It's the same thing with like the Pinky Doll thing last week. It's like it shows up in your feed and it's like you're forced to watch it for 5 seconds because you're like, what the heck is going on here? Same thing with Twitch. It's like you see a girl like naked and I Mongo man see naked girl. I must see for like 5 seconds and then be over it. So
5 seconds.
No, but I just don't know because like sometimes
that's how long they last.
No, because like sometimes there's people getting banned for like, just showing like, you know, like a like one, I don't know, like a little bit of like I gotta talk, man. Like just showing a little bit.
it's difficult, I know, because we are family.
Disgusting.
Yeah, you have to find the right words.
Yeah.
I need you to send me the link for science. I need to inspect this thoroughly.
I'm going to send you that right after stream.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right, chat. Do you have any questions? Anything XP Evo? Anything lingo related? Anything? Anything? Anything?
Anything yeah. Lingo, bingo, bilingo related.
Lingo, bingo, dingo.
Duolingo.
Duolingo?
That would have been a really good one.
Somebody has that.
Somebody has that.
No, but like, Duolingo is one of the guys that took my name.
Ah.
Duolingo should be your TMWT team.
They should sponsor you. They should actually sponsor you because then you could like the three letter like the clan tag could be Duo.
Encouraging gamers to learn new languages.
Like I'm not gonna present present myself to. Hello, I'm Duolingo. Like it's just gonna be just weird. Like I'm the application.
On a side rant, I have to say I always find it funny when I'm on Reddit and somebody's like, yeah, I'm moving to Germany. It's typically American. I'm moving to Germany and I've been doing Duolingo for a year. So I think I have a grasp of the language. So like, I'm just like,
no.
I'm standing here and I was like, no. You know, I was unfortunately one of those Americans. I didn't think that I had a grasp on the language. Let me clarify. I had a basic vocabulary of German to at least know like my left from my right, like barely A1 level German. And yeah, like I always find it funny when somebody's like, yeah, I've been doing Duolingo on German for like 2 years. And my dad's like, I have a 670 day streak on Duolingo. I'm like, and you still can't speak German to me.
Yeah, I feel like Duolingo is maybe a good start, but if you want to get properly fluent at the language, I think something like Duolingo is just one part of the puzzle, maybe one piece of it.
The thing is that Duolingo just teaches you so many fucking random words that you cannot really use it on a daily stuff. I try it for learning German, but it just. It doesn't add up, you know? Like,
so Chris, I think that was Chris, asked when I'm doing or when we're doing Deutsche Donnerstag again. I used it when I was streaming actively, like after Trackadia, I would do every Thursday as Deutsche Donnerstag where I would speak only German.
Oy.
Maybe that's what you should start doing, Lime. Deutsche Donnerstag.
Not a better, yeah. I mean, the only way to learn a language is speaking it.
Natürlich. Ach so. But I can do something similar.
Du musst
sprechen. Yes.
Du musst sprechen.
Du musst immer sprechen, so. Sprechen Deutsch.
Ja. Sprich Deutsch, du Hurensohn. The only phrase you ever need to know.
Can you translate?
Speak German, you son of a bitch.
Hey!
No!
I mean, that's what it means. But it's a meme. It's a meme. Literally go on Reddit and like you, literally it's like Sprich Deutsch, du Hurensohn. Like,
I think there's also a Reddit called like that.
It also happens when you join like a German Discord call and like somebody starts speaking English and then somebody will speak up and be like Sprich Deutsch, du Hurensohn. Like, jokingly. And everybody laughs and it's a good time. And then we move on with life.
Weird.
What? You're just a hater.
I am a hater.
Dieser Kommentarbereich ist nun Eigentum der Bundesrepublik Deutschlands.
Oh, can I say something random that happened at work?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Story time with Lime.
Is it story time? We had a canteen. How do you say in English?
A cafe?
Cantina? Cantina.
Like a cantina, but yeah, like a cafe. It's same thing.
Yeah.
It serves food and drinks, right? Like a little fast, like food and drink place.
Yes,
right?
And the thing is that it's managed by a lady or a guy, depends on whoever is working that day.
Hmm.
And dude, this bitch closes the canteen before the time that we have to go eat. Okay. Mm-hmm. She was like, we close at 9:30, and she closes at 9. So there were a bunch of people waiting outside the canteen, and she was like, 9:99, canteen closed, whatever.
That's so German, like, of her.
Yeah, because she's German.
Yeah, exactly. That's so German of her.
Yeah, and I was like, the fuck is wrong with you?
It is not of the making of the census in order to stay open 30 minutes when only one person is going to show up and we lose money when we have to keep the lights on, Lime.
She just wanted to leave early, you know? Fucking lazy people, you know? And I started talking to her. I was like, yeah, but you cannot leave me without food because I have to stay until very late. And then she was like, her English is... it's something, but she doesn't know so much English, you know?
Oh, her English. Okay.
Yeah, her English. So there was a moment that she would start talking in German to me. I contained myself. I really contained myself. And I was like, don't talk. I really wanted to say, don't talk German to me when all the people don't know German, because there was no one speaking German at that moment. So it was just her.
But that's extremely German. Like, we had a guy pull up to our warehouse, and like, it's me and three African American dudes. We're clearly American, like on an American base. And this guy pulls up, and he's like, "Yeah, Entschuldigung, sprechen Sie Deutsch?" And we're like, "I mean, I do, and my boss does." But like, we're just like there, and we're just like, "You clearly know we're American."
Well, he asked you.
He did ask. Yeah, he was like, English or Deutsch? And I'm like,
if you go to France, they just don't ask. They're just going to talk to you in French, and they just expect you to understand. And if you don't, that's your problem, not mine.
Yeah, true.
Actually, I was in France once, and there was one guy coming to me asking me about an address. And I say, oh, no, sorry, I don't speak French, and I'm not from here. And you're like, why are you here then? And I was like,
I keep my interactions with French people very short when I've ever traveled there. I'm like, bonjour, une baguette, merci, and that's it.
Yeah, but at least you know
croissant.
Something.
Actually, I usually say un croissant.
Un croissant.
You travel just for one baguette?
It's croissant.
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 Écrier.
Wait, Lingo, you know French?
The squirrel.
I'm French-Canadian, so...
He's Quebec.
Yeah,
fromage.
Yeah, ma... Fromage.
Yeah.
I actually got stopped by the French police once, but they didn't talk English, so... Yeah.
Quebecian. Quebecois.
Like, I don't know why, but like...
You say Quebec?
Yeah, he's from Quebec.
Quebec.
Quebec. Quebec. Quebec.
Like, I don't know why, like, in French, from France, like, they're saying gendarmerie for, like, police and everything. Like, and for us, like, in Quebec, in French Canadian, we're saying, like, policier, like, police.
What's wrong with that, guess? Well, Bichon, they are lethal weapons in France that, like, are hard as rocks. You don't mess with somebody when they have a baguette in their hand. It's like a bat.
It's my weapon.
And it's always fun going through, and you'll just see somebody with straight up, like, massive baguette in one hand, and they just, like, walking through the city with just a massive baguette in their hand. It's great.
Fantastic, actually.
Yeah, man, Active Fabric, I got really mad.
Yeah. It's okay. You're the acceptable version of Frenchies.
There was a question.
No, the better one, the better one.
The better one. Oh yeah, let's start a third world war with that one.
The nicest one.
I think we just lost like one third of our French views.
I believe we don't have any French. French?
Okay, let's get to questions.
We have a speed cell.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
There was a question for Lingo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no.
The question was from Aziel.
Yeah, no, it's about the
practice. Do you want to practice the maps later?
I already respond to him, man.
I said do yes. It now.
I said yes later, but like I'm gonna take a short break after the cast.
Okay.
Chris speaking up means he's ready for it to be done because we've been going for 2 hours. So yeah. Let's go ahead and wrap it up here.
It's not been 2 hours. No, you have like another.
No,
20
it's been
minutes.
Like 1 hour, like 15.
We understand the things, you know. The
I interest. Understand the needs of Chris.
Chris doesn't want me in the podcast anymore.
You have to. You have
Chris
to feed
to
him.
Change the title so many times.
You have. You have to feed him water, Chris, on a daily basis at specific intervals of the day. And if you don't, he gets very cranky. And we're at the point where we haven't fed him and watered him in a while. So now we have to wrap it up.
I'm not an animal import. Okay.
I was actually referring. I was referring to you as a beautiful flower because flowers need food. And water. Fertilizer and water.
I'm gonna cancel you IRL in Minecraft.
I'm only going to XP just to cancel import. Only
I can envision it like on Friday, like at the evening on Friday, like just two security guys throwing out import because he said something to Chris and Chris just couldn't have it anymore. You can't throw me out, this is my event.
The funny thing is like well, that would be funny. Me and Chris will probably hardly see each other at the event, except for like when nothing is going on because we will be so busy.
Yeah, probably.
Ama said he's going to defend me easily. There we go. I feel so much safer with him defending me somehow.
I'm going to attack you.
Ama would be a good defender for you.
Yeah, can you be my bodyguard, Lime?
Hey,
huh? Can you be my bodyguard?
No, how?
Yeah, man.
Why not? You just said you'd be. You literally just said you were gonna be a good defender. So why don't you be my bodyguard?
I said Ama. You to fuck.
Oh, Ama. I heard Ima, not Ama. Okay.
Dude, I'm 155. Who am I gonna defend?
Sounds
you
like
from?
A great bodyguard. What are you talking about?
Okay. No.
All right. We let's end the podcast here.
Thank you,
Lingo, for joining us this evening. I really appreciate it. He's been begging me to be on the podcast, and I said he would. So yeah.
I know.
Yeah, flexing boy.
It's the opposite, man. It's him that said to me that he wanted me to be in the podcast.
Oh, that I said I wanted you.
I'm so famous, Kupia.
I am as per individuals. I am nobody cares about me. So, I begged Lingo. I was like, please grace us with your presence, and he did. And I have to, I mean, you can ask Lime and Shorty, I have to beg them every single week, please, can we do a podcast? I mean, like, I just need you guys to show up so we can get views. No, actually, without Lime and Shorty, this podcast would not be possible. Could you imagine me just trying to do a podcast by myself? Everybody would hate it.
I can imagine you doing it.
I can't imagine you doing it.
I mean, to be fair, doing a podcast alone is pretty much just
I would not
just
do that.
Screaming.
I could not
I
have a self-talk show.
I would actually see you import doing a podcast alone.
Are there people doing podcasts alone, by the way?
I don't even know. Like,
I don't know. Like, all the ones I know.
Yeah, he would have. I would have Chris like constantly correcting me every time.
Yeah, actually, that would be kind of funny, to be honest.
At that point, it's not a podcast, it's just a radio show.
Yes, that's true.
And the equivalent of me talking myself would be like watching, like, I don't know, one of those crazy, like, conservative, like, radio shows, like, talking conspiracy theory garbage. They're poisoning the water and they're turning the frogs gay. Something stupid. All right, let's go. It's a good evening. We'll see you guys again whenever it happens, probably next week, but we will see you guys again. Thank you, Lime, Shorty, Lingo, for joining this evening. Make sure that you buy your tickets to XP Evil and the merch as well. We won't have merch at the venue, so you have to buy it online now. So make sure you do that. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks for XP Evil, but we'll still have a couple episodes of Drop Gears in between. Love you guys. Thank you guys so much for the support that you've given us over the last year and for the podcast over the last couple months, and we will see you again very soon. Have a good evening.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.